"How can I go back to the studio?" she said wearily. "They're there. I've left it to them."
"Then it's not your wife who's left you, it's you who've left your wife."
"For God's sake, don't talk to me like that."
Still, I could not take him seriously. I did not for a moment believe what he told me. But he was in very real distress.
"Well, you've come here to talk to me about it. You'd better tell me the whole story." "This afternoon. I couldn't stand it any more. I went to Strickland and I told him that I thought he was quite well enough to go back to his own place. I wanted the studio myself."
"No one but Strickland would have needed telling," I said. "What did he say?"
"He laughed a little. You know how he laughs, not as though he were amused, but as though you were a damned fool, and said he'd go at once. He began to put his things together. You remember I fetched from his room what I thought he needed, and he asked Blanche for a piece of paper and some string to make a parcel." Strover stopped, gasping, and I thought he was going to faint. This was not at all the story I'd expected him to tell me. "She was very pale, but she brought the paper and the string. He didn't say anything. He made the parcel. And he whistled a tune. He took no notice of either of us. His eyes had an ironic smile in them.